Looking at your KLEM News update, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is reminding people, now that spring has arrived, to be careful and on the lookout for young children that may be playing near a roadway or riding their bicycles on a roadway. In a news release issued on Friday, the Sheriff's Office says to take extra caution and slow down when driving through residential neighborhoods. The Sheriff's Office further reminds people that children learn by watching us, so if you're traveling with a child, please model good driving habits. This includes wearing your seatbelt, obeying the speed limit, slowing down your schools and neighborhoods, and explain why this is important. Do not text or check social media while driving, and make sure children are in the correct scar restraint seat. The 40 members of the Galen Catholic Mission Honduras returned home yesterday after completing 10 days in the Latin nation of Honduras. The group built homes, picnic tables, and other necessities. Bruce Kellen of Lamars has participated on 8 different Honduras missions. Kellen says he returns to Honduras year after year because he wants to make a difference.
Oh, it's quite an experience with the people down there and to visit or to get to know a lot of them. So you start to become a friendly face down there. And it's just an enjoyable trip to give to others that are in need, even though they give a lot back to you and their perspective on life.
Kellen says each trip to Honduras has been unique and different.
Yeah, my first one was a water trip. Now we're building houses, and even from building the first house to now, it's a total different way of building a house. Now you take time to visit with the people and help with all that stuff.
Kellen says the people of Honduras are deeply grateful for the Galen Catholic Mission. He says their faces light up when they see the missionaries from Iowa.
Well, they know the day we're coming. Usually that's kind of announced, and they are all excited to see us. I mean, you really see an emotional part of people we've seen in the past. They come up and as I get to know the different people down there, the tears are shed even when you see them the first time. But the thought of us giving them a home and someone out there hoping they get a home is the sad part, but yet they understand that someone got a home and they're so grateful for that. Their gratitude to us, and I always think this is something so neat. They eat one meal a day, those kids do, during school time, and that's it. The weekends they have no food. But the funny thing is they get to take a cracker home after school. They give each one a cracker, and they get to take it home, like a Ritz cracker in a package. And they're so thankful for us being down there that they will share that cracker with us in a sense to say thanks for coming down to us. Even though they have no food on the weekend.
Honduras is obviously a poor nation. Kellen recalls from his second trip when he saw the people eating the meals prepared at Galen through the Then Feed Just One food packaging program.
The funny thing goes, on about my second trip, we were at an orphanage where they would give meals to kids after school because they knew they had no meals to go home to or the school wasn't giving out meals. So these are the poor, poor kids. But we walked in their storage room and it was Just Feed One, Galen Catholic Just Feed One Mission Honduras on the box. So it was quite pretty neat to see that these kids are seeing it. And in our area, too, Dick will send boxes down there when needed, mostly other areas. But you'll see the box once in a while, and it's pretty neat when you see that. When a kid is hungry and malnutritioned and he's getting a meal from the Iowa area or the Just Feed One program.
Over the years, there have been more than 40 different mission trips to Honduras originating from Galen Catholic. Testimony wrapped up early Friday in the trial of a Sioux City man accused of starting a fatal apartment fire in February of 2018. 52-year-old Robert Mahoney is charged with arson and involuntary manslaughter in the February 4th, 2018 fire at the Central Apartments. Friday, the doctor who performed the autopsy on the victim, 51-year-old Wanda Blake, testified during the jury trial. Blake died from her injuries on February 27th, 5 days after she was released from a hospital and placed in a care facility. The prosecution will continue presenting its case next Tuesday in Woodbury County District Court. A Northwest Iowa school principal has resigned, but it's unclear why, as Joel Herman reports.
The Storm Lake Community School District has accepted the resignation of Beau Rouleau as principal of the high school. District Superintendent Dr. Stacy Cole says the resignation is effective immediately. Following an investigation that revealed a violation of district policies, Cole says they want to assure families and community members that at no time was student safety compromised. The district will soon begin the process of finding the next high school principal. In the meantime, Cole will serve as acting principal. Joel Herman, Radio Iowa, Stormlight.
That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.